The first reading from the book of Samuel may be connected to the gospel reading for today if I quote a certain portion from the first reading. It quotes, "Not as man sees, does God see, because he sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." The Lord looks into the heart. The Lord is not after our appearance. My dear brothers and sisters, the Pharisees have mastered the art of fault finding. I'm sure many of us, if not all, we have met some people who are fault finders, and probably once in a while we are also fault finders. A child, for example, can find fault on his parents. A student finds fault in his teachers. A worker finds fault in his manager, and people in their government. Parishioners can find faults in their parish priest or a teacher in his fellow teachers. We are all inclined to engage in fault finding. The difficulty lies in finding fault in one another all the time. Of course, nobody is perfect. No one is beyond reproach. God alone is faultless. God alone is flawless. Unfortunately, there are people who behave as if they are perfect and as if they are sinless. And sadly, there are people who always find fault in other people. There are people who seem to enjoy pointing an accusing finger without realizing perhaps that they too are weak, that they too are fragile, that they too are sinners. My dear friends, we like to talk about the faults and the mistake of others, but we never get attracted to another person who finds faults. It is the last refuge of our good humor that we like to have a monopoly of censure. The business of finding fault is easy, but that of doing better is difficult. The more we find fault in one another, the more we make enemies of ourselves. I remember an old Filipino saying that says, "Ang magnanakaw ay galit sa kapwa magnanakaw." The Pharisees have always criticized Jesus. The Pharisees would always say something bad, in quotation marks, about Jesus. And they said in the gospel today, "Look, why is that man doing what is not allowed on the Sabbath?" Of course, many things during the time of Jesus were not allowed to be done on a Sabbath. There were thousands of petty rules and regulations for a faithful Jew to follow regarding the Sabbath observance. Thousands of rules and regulations were enacted to regulate the daily life of a Jew, and any type of work or activity is forbidden on a Sabbath. And to the Jewish rabbis, it was a matter of deadly sin and of life and death if one would work on a Sabbath. That is why the Pharisees immediately launch an accusation by pointing out that the disciples of the Lord were breaking the law about the Sabbath. And the Lord defended the disciples and said, "But the Sabbath was made for the sake of man and not vice versa. It was self-evident. Man was created even before the elaborate Sabbath law came into existence. Man was not created to be the victim and to be the slave of Sabbath rules and regulations, which were in the beginning, created to make life fuller and better for men. And man is not to be enslaved by the Sabbath, because the Sabbath exists to make human life better. Thus the gospel reading for today, my dear brothers and sisters, teaches that Christianity does not only consist in following rules and regulations to the letter. That is not the whole of Christianity. Christianity consists in recognizing the fact that the Spirit is more important than the letter of the law. Strict legalism is not admirable. For example, if being a Christian only demands going to church on Sundays or reading the Bible or praying the rosary or joining processions, then being a Christian would be very easy. It will be a cinch. But being a good Christian means more than all these religious observances. Lastly, my dear brothers and sisters, wink at small faults. Wink at small faults because you have big ones yourself. Wink at small faults because you have big ones yourself. Make peace with people and quarrel only with your faults. Amen.